This is WSKG News. Last year, several upstate school districts were criticized by the New York Comptroller for exceeding the cap on their rainy day fund. Now, a pair of Southern Tier lawmakers are trying to raise that cap. Republican Fred Akshar in the Senate and Democrat Donna Lopardo in the Assembly are both pushing legislation that would raise a cap on a district's rainy day fund. Here's why that matters. This past school year, the Southern Tier got hammered with snow. And that's something Union Endicott Superintendent Suzanne McLeod knows all too well.
This past year, salt? Oh my gosh.
If a district goes over budget on salt, it can dip into its rainy day fund. If it goes under budget, the surplus can go into the rainy day fund. But here's the rub. A district's rainy day fund can't be more than 4% of its entire budget. McLeod says that's too low.
We're an organization with 800 and something employees, with 4,000 students. There's lots of moving parts here. And things can happen that you don't anticipate and haven't budgeted for after the community's already approved a budget.
Union Endicott is one of nine upstate schools that was criticized by the comptroller for exceeding the cap last year. But the legislation in Albany would raise that cap from 4 to 10%. Two versions of the bill are pending. The Senate measure made it out of committee. One senator voted against it. He's worried districts will overcharge residents and just build up their surplus fund. John Sipple doesn't think that's very likely.
The evidence that districts abuse this is really, really thin, and there's not many examples.
Sipple is the director of the New York State Center for Rural Schools.
But the evidence that districts are constrained by this is very, very common.
Time is running out for this legislation to pass. The session ends on June 21st. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.